AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Bank stocks are continuing to drop after the second and third largest bank failures in U.S. history. But much of the rest of the markets is rising on hopes the fear will force the Federal Reserve to take it easier on interest rate hikes. President Biden says there is no need to worry about the banks.
Thanks to the quick action of my administration over the past few days, Americans can have confidence that the banking system is safe. Your deposits will be there when you need them.
The collapsed banks are California's Silicon Valley and New York's Signature. The AP's Ken Sweet is following bank stocks.
We're seeing some sell-offs in First Republic Bank, Zions Bank, Charles Schwab, which is, I think, a reflection of investors sort of repricing the risk of mid-sized banks. But I don't think it's a sign that investors think that mid-sized banks are going to fail.
An oil drilling plan in Alaska is getting the approval of the Biden administration.
Environmentalists are expressing disappointment with President Biden's decision to greenlight Alaska's North Slope Willow Development Project. Sources say the plan would allow three drill sites for about 219 wells in total. Oil company ConocoPhillips says it could produce up to 180,000 barrels of oil a day and 300 long-term jobs. The Stop Willow campaign had been gaining traction on social media, gathering more than 300 million views on TikTok. But the development enjoys widespread support in the state. And on March 3rd, while some indigenous Alaskans were protesting outside the White House, the state's congressional delegation met with Biden to argue in favor of the project. Separately, the White House announced that nearly 3 million acres of the Beaufort Sea would be closed off from oil exploration, and drilling would be limited to protect wildlife in more than 13 million acres in the National Petroleum Reserve. I'm Jennifer King.
At least 8 people were killed when 2 migrant smuggling boats capsized in shallow but treacherous surf off San Diego. The U.S. has begun an aggressive new push to inflict pain on Russia's economy with the intent of thwarting the Kremlin's invasion of Ukraine. This is AP News. Australia's most iconic building, the Sydney Opera House, is celebrating its 50th anniversary. It was opened in 1973 by Queen Elizabeth.
It gives me great pleasure to declare open the Sydney Opera House.
Perched on the edge of Sydney Harbour, it's a building that's become an iconic part of the city's skyline. Peter Tucker knows the Sydney Opera House better than anyone else.
It was just all scaffold. It was just all a big, massive safety net that if anybody fell, they're caught in the safety net. And then all of a sudden, it's all gone, and there's musicians on stage, and they're playing, and you say, how beautiful is this coming out?
Tucker is now the operations supervisor of the Opera House. Programming director Fiona Winning says a lot has happened in those 50 years.
118,000 at last count performances have happened in the Opera House, and 63 million seats have been sold.
Close to 11 million people visit the Sydney Opera House every year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.